celebrating a birthday today, one of the Jackson Five. You want to guess? That's not Michael. It's not Tito. And, well, it's not Latoya, and she's not one of the Jackson Five. Anyway, Jermaine Jackson celebrating a birthday today. I Want You Back, a number one hit from the band. And Jermaine Jackson turns 65 years old today. If you love cover songs, or if you like different people doing songs you know, there's a great version of I Want You Back from Graham Parker and The Rumor, which I think I ended up having on the Squeezing Out Sparks re-release. It was a bonus track. But you can hunt that down, I'm sure. It's probably on Spotify somewhere. Everything's on Spotify. I Want You Back from Graham Parker and The Rumor. Check that out. But Jermaine Jackson, a birthday today. He's 65 years old. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on the program. Sure do appreciate it. Don't forget, Wolverine Water Systems is Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to wolverinewatersystems.com. And hey, Wolverine Water's Pure Water Clean Air Holiday Giveaway happening right now. A Blue Line 4-in-1 system with nickel-plated brass valve water treatment system. Pure Health RO drinking system with alkaline and a clean air station, an air purification station. It's a $7,500 value. Sign up for the free at-home water test. You can get entered to win. Go to WolverineWaterSystems.com for more. Audio. Mentioned earlier in the hour when discussing the articles of impeachment put forward yesterday by Democrats, by Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, and others, that it was missing a few things. It was missing bribery, quid pro quo, anything related to those topics. We had obstruction of Congress and abuse of power. And it's not just us, conservatives, those on the right, who are noticing this. Major Garrett, CBS News reporter, former Fox News reporter, and Major's generally pretty straight up guy. I like Major Garrett, and he's acquitted himself pretty well these past few weeks of the clips that I've seen of him covering the impeachment hearings. This is a great Q&A, and I apologize. I don't have the name of the CBS anchor who's asking Major Garrett the question. So you'll hear the CBS anchor, you'll hear Major Garrett respond. This yesterday after the articles of impeachment were unveiled by Democrats. Major Garrett on CBS yesterday.
Do you think
yesterday
that the Democrats have backed away from a word that they used quite prominently not so long ago, bribery, and also right, extortion? What's the reasoning behind that?
Well, they clearly don't believe they have the evidence to make that case stick. Bribery, extortion, those were words that had great power and force just about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, absent from this docket, if you will, of impeachment articles. And there's also something else conspicuously missing. Obstruction of justice, as Gail noted. That's what we're typically accustomed to hearing from when Congress decides whether or not a president has done something so bad that it must impeach the president. Obstructing justice has been part and parcel of both the Clinton and Nixon impeachment procedures. Not so this time. Why? Because House Democrats have, by any historical measure, accelerated this impeachment process. So they have not gone through what other impeachment processes have. Court challenges over disputed access to documents and or witnesses. If a White House defies a court order to comply with a congressional subpoena, then you can propound an article of obstruction of justice. But Democrats don't want to wait for those court procedures. In some cases, haven't even engaged them to test this question in court. So they're left with obstruction of Congress, which is a smaller sounding and, in the history of impeachment, less enforceable or less, let's say, strident accusation against the White House. In both cases, House Democrats are in full public view walking back away from some of the things they were alleging quite loudly just 2 weeks ago.
Major Garrett, CBS yesterday. That's really well done. That's good analysis. Yes, they clearly don't think they have the evidence for those charges that they promised through this impeachment process. And they went too fast. Well, and that's essentially what Major Garrett's saying. They went too fast if you're going to do a thorough job, as previous impeachments have sort of followed that path. They didn't go through those channels. They wanted to get it done quickly. They wanted to push it forward. They wanted to vote it through the House without going through some of the past best practices that the House had taken part in. And I was looking for this cut yesterday. I couldn't find it. Jerry Nadler was asked about why now was the question. And so he essentially said, the 2020 election won't be fair if we don't impeach Donald Trump, echoing a point he made on Sunday's Meet the Press with Chuck Todd. I want to go back to this. This is a very quick bite. Chuck Todd first, then Jerry Nadler from Sunday's Meet the Press.
Well, this week is going to start with tomorrow. Monday, we're going to have...
A long one. A short one, I'm sorry. It should be like 17, 18 seconds. All right. We'll see if we can get that in a bit. I'll summarize quickly. Chuck Todd essentially asked, look, will 2020 be fair if Donald Trump is not impeached? And Nadler said, I don't know. I can't tell you. And I'll just repeat again. The evidence or the how they'll weigh that question in 2020 is who wins. If Donald Trump wins, clearly the election was not fair. And if Democrats win, well, then it was. Everything was on the up and up. They are unable to accept the results of the 2016 election. And they were that was made clear immediately in the aftermath of the election when promises were made to impeach. You've all heard those sound bites from various Democrats. And if you didn't know this, let's play it real quick. Jerry Nadler from Meet the Press on Sunday.
Let me ask you this. If he's acquitted, do you believe we'll have a fair election in 2020?
I don't know. The president, based on his past performance, will do everything he can to make it not a fair election. And that is part of what gives us the urgency to proceed with this impeachment.
All right, there you go. So, again, it'll be judged by who wins in 2020. They're already planning for post-2020, by the way. More on that coming up in hour number two. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.